There is little doubt who will win the first round of the Ukrainian presidential election today. Former Prime Minister Yanukovych and current Prime Minister Tymoshenko are far ahead. President Yushchenko, hero of the 2004 Orange Revolution that overturned the fraudulent election of Yanukovych, is deeply unpopular after a long, vicious feud with Tymoshenko and has only 4% approval.
They behave like animals now. I stayed for 2 weeks in Maidan. I shouted Yushchenko, Orange Revolution, and East and West together. And Yushchenko and his team, they split the Ukraine.
Yushchenko не зробив те, що він обіцяв.
All the people had a great hope when Yushchenko won 5 years ago, and we all expected that a great democracy would come like the day after he was elected, but nothing of it happened, and you know, the people just went despair.
By raising wages and pensions, Yushchenko scuttled the latest tranche of a $16.5 billion IMF loan that has kept Ukraine afloat. Some think just to damage Tymoshenko.
The actions of our president, I don't think it was right.
The main problem with Yanukovych, Yushchenko and Tymoshenko that they just don't know how to manage this country in an effective way. No even single step ahead. I'm dreaming when they will be retired.
I'm tired of any promises, any.
I'm not going to vote. I don't believe that it will change something.
Leading in polls by 10%, Viktor Yanukovych, a Donetsk political boss, spent 2.5 years in prison for theft, assault, and violence, and is distrusted by the Western Ukrainians.
He can't listen to the question. He cannot respond immediately and adequately.
In my opinion, Yanukovych is a criminal.
He has made a lot of efforts. He speaks Ukrainian.
If Yanukovych wins, this country will be in a very bad situation.
Yulia Tymoshenko has been criticized for a decision to close all schools and universities for 3 weeks due to a supposed flu epidemic that was actually milder than last year's, an attempt to limit criticism of her in the press. But many young people in Kontraktovo Ploshad, near Mohyla Academy, the oldest university in Ukraine, think Yulia is the best alternative.
I will vote for Yulia because she is very strong. And I believe that our country right now needs a strong leader who will make everything work.
It's the only person in Ukraine who can move the country towards the democracy and to the European Union.
Mohyla University political scientist Alexei Haran.
The problem for Tymoshenko is mobilization of the electorate, because orange electorate is frustrated a lot, and some of them, they may not come for the second round. And people who vote for Yatsenyuk and for other candidates from the orange camp, they can cast their vote for Tymoshenko in the second round. And if you combine the percentage, then Tymoshenko would appear the winner.
Tymoshenko is seen as smart, tough, and cunning, and best able to manage the prickly relationship with Moscow, especially in gas supplies, where she made her fortune. Moscow has shut off Ukraine and Europe's gas twice.
It was blackmail and it was real propaganda warfare, which was targeted not only to Ukraine, but to Europe as well.
Not everyone is happy with her, though. Yanukovych can count on solid support from the Russian East, South, and the elderly.
I don't like Tymoshenko too. I'm fed up of her way. I prefer Yanukovych. Come on, I don't need NATO. I need to be happy. I need to have a good job.
First seen as a fresh young face and possible contender, former Speaker Arseniy Yatsenyuk's support cratered after a disastrous advertising campaign featuring military hospital tents, ominous billboards, and tough guy talk.
He changed the teams and instead he brought Russian spin doctors.
Savior of the nation.
Yatsenyuk because he is enough young person. And I think that he is curious in aspects that connect with economics, politics, and our environment.
In order to realize our huge potential, we desperately need real modernization and strategic reform. And Yatsenyuk proposes all these things. And he's not populist. Yatsenyuk is the only candidate who honestly says, I'm not going to increase pensions and salaries.
The big surprise has been the surge of banker-businessman Sergei Tygibko, who is reportedly in third place and won the endorsement of the English-language Kiev Post.
I will vote for Tygibko because he is a specialist. He knows what he talks about. Tygibko will be the president at the next elections.
Over half the electorate is worried about the potential for fraud because of a new law that allows home voting.
We have a unique law which allows much greater falsification than 5 years ago. People can vote without any document at their places.
But people here have suffered through too much to ever put much faith in their rulers.
I believe that I should take responsibility for everything on my own and build my own life, disregardless who is the leader.
Ukraine has the best potential in the world.
In Kiev, this is Michael Hammerschlag for NPR News.